That's okay. Don't worry about it. So listen, we're talking about the underline. We're here in Miami. We're talking about everything. Lean back in, kids. Let's talk more about the underline. Okay. So Meg, you're the chairperson of the underline. We've brought the underline together. You guys were recently in New York for a conference on other urban landscape type of projects. Where does the underline rate in some of the projects that are going on right now here in America and I guess in the world?
Well, actually, I think what differentiates the underline is it has a transportation component. And I'm a park lover. I know Arden is as well. And I think connecting to green space is important, especially in an urban context. But I think what was significantly different about the underline is it has this purpose of transportation, and its connection to transit without actually building transit makes it very special and unique.
It is. And so will there be other ways to connect to some of the other, I can't believe I'm about to say this term, green corridors here in town? Are there even any other green corridors here in town?
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point. If you go to Portland, Oregon, which is a mecca for millennials, they have close to 20 acres of green space per 1,000 residents, and in Miami has 3. And so, you know, we really need to explore creative ways to create that green space, you know, not just for as we densify, you know, as we build, you know, that balance is green space plus concrete. And that's really what great cities are all about. It's one of the things I love about New York is any park is a 10-minute walk. And I think that that's a really good aspiration for us.
But one of the things that we haven't focused on in the underline is the fact that actually it's going to be 100 feet wide in its narrowest spot, and half of it's going to be dedicated to bicyclists and half of it to pedestrians and people running.
So will there be competition? Or are you going to have like lanes, or how's that going to work?
We're going to have separate paths, and this would be the gold standard. We're going to have a path for pedestrians, runners, and a separate path for bicyclists, so there's less conflict between the users. And most paths that are being built are 14 feet wide. Ours combined is 18 feet wide. And so I think it's that vision of trying to deliver excellence and then the best possible delivery is something that we really need. You know, Miami really lacks walking and biking infrastructure. So if we go in, we better go in big and we better do it right.
Now, Arden, besides the fact that you guys went to high school together, why did you get involved with this program?
I just felt that it was so exciting, and really because I love the High Line in New York. Then when I found out that Meg was involved with the underline when she created the vision, it's just something that I wanted to jump on and get involved with. I felt that my skill set was very useful relative to the tasks that needed to be accomplished, and it's a match made in heaven.